From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
Free the Genesis!
Free the Genesis!
I hope it sends a message out that not only do we know that the charges against these kids are wrong, that everybody, you know, in the world know these charges are wrong. So hopefully, you know, that would have some type of effect on the DA.
Well, they have tried to create a criminal justice system that particularly targets our young black men. And now we sit in a city that says it's a prank to hang a hangman's noose. But that it is attempted murder to have a fight. We cannot sit by silently.
The president has made clear he wants to have SCHIP reauthorized, but he wants it to be focused on low-income children, and neither the House or the Senate bill focus on low-income children. They basically focus on giving children in well-off families access to government-paid health insurance.
I think if, as Republicans, we could get 20 to 30 Republicans to vote for the bill, I think that sends a strong message to the White House that this is an important enough piece of legislation, that health care is important for children, that the Congress was willing to compromise on this.
I'm disappointed that we are providing such an important forum to the Iranian president. For the sake of human rights, do you promote somebody who is going to destroy human rights?
He's not going downtown. I think hopefully he understands why not, but I just think it'd be totally inappropriate.
They have voted to put their arms around the Bush war and to make it also their war. Back home, they assert their independence, but in Washington, they walk in lockstep with the president and continue to support his failed war.
Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the President of the United States is deprived of the authority to decide when and where to send troops in time of war.
We will never allow Iraqi citizens to be killed in cold blood by this company which doesn't care about the lives of Iraqis.
We are working extremely closely with our Iraqi counterparts to find a solution to this issue, which, as you point out, has been one that has come up in the past.
The U.S. military is subject to its own laws and monitoring. Who monitors the security companies?